We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Omed Beis. We are in the middle of the Ran. Yes, last night we had learned how the Ran understood Pshat in the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to the first Pshat in the Ran, it came out as follows. That Shoma Aviyah Vahofelo Lehispikabal Lishmoya Achemeis Venis Alsa Boy Bayoim is a Via Baila Achain Mefirani Dorer, and this is a Dova Muskim, Bain Le Bay Shammai, Bain Le Bay Silo, that is a forum Mishutefes, the Ov and the Oris Achain. Shoma Baila Vahofelo Lo hispika ov lishmoya ad shemeis habal toizer ov amefer chelke shel bal. Here, Omar Rav Nosson, heinem divrei beishamay, avo beisiloimim en yochol lohofer. So the Ran learned in the first pshat that the machlokes is as follows. That beishamay holds, since the bal was mefer, and beishamay holds megas gayis, so Memele, the Baal is Mesulik from the Hafar of this Neder. All that had to be done to this Neder he had done. There's not any more Akoyach HaOris in this Neder. So that's what Beis Shammai holds, because since they hold Megas Gayis, so the Asiyah of the Baal was Nigma Bahafarosa. Now the Aphora became bottle, so the din is roikna v'shusa ov, and the ov is mefer alone, even though there's an orishaini. But in this nether, there is not koyach anymore for an oris to be mefer, since the first oris was nigma heforei, since we hold megas guys. Hein dein divrei beishamei, aval beisilul oimrim, ein yochel lohofer, that the Av cannot be Mefer alone. He needs the Shutfis of the Orishaini, because Beis Hillel holds Miklash Kolish. So when the Baal was Mefer, it wasn't Nigmar Heforoi, because in order to be Nigmar the Aforoi has to become Metzurif with the Av, and he died before. So this Neder still needs a Hafora Meshutefes. There's still a Koya Chaoris in this Neder. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds that not any Yochel Lahofer alone, he can only be Mefer Meshutefes Haorisheni. That was the first Mahalach in the Ran. And according to this Mahalach, we brought a raya to Shmuel. Shmuel said that there's a din that the Oris Achin is Mefer, even though it was Niral Oris Rishon. So we see this, Bein mi Beis Shammai, Bein mi Beis Hillel. From Beis Hillel we see Klo, that it was Niral Oris Rishon. Baal Shama Bailo, the Heifelo. And the Oris Sheni is Mefer, together with the Av. So you see this Adin, that Oris Sheni could be Mefer, Nidorim, Sheniru, Oris Rish. And we have a Raya from Beis Shammai also, that what Beis Shammai says, that the Oris Sheni is not Mefer, is because of the Hafore of the Bailo, of the Oris Rishon. So through the Hafore became Nistalik, Oris, Meyois, and Edom. But if there wouldn't have been Hafore, so Beis Shammai would also be made that the Ov is Mefer Bishutvis with the Oris Sheni, even though it was nearer to the Oris Rishon. That was one Mahalach in the Gemara. Now, we're in the middle of the Ran. Avo Betoisvis Pirshu. Now he's going to say a whole new Mahalach in the Beraisa. Avo Betoisvis Pirshu. Dechi Amrinin Omar Rav Nosson, heinein divrei beishamei, atrei bovi de bereise koi. Not the way we learned till now, that Heinein Divrei Beis Shammai is only the second Bove. The first Bove everyone holds, Avi Avoris Achim Mefir Nedarel. No. Rav Nosson says, Heinein Divrei Beis Shammai on both Boves. The Heinein Divrei Beis Shammai Bereshe Davia Ubaila Achim Mefir Nedarel. That is Afore Bishutfis. Mishum de Kivin, the of Megas Gayitz, since of Megas Gayitz, is Idoch Palge de Neder Choshim Le Lerishoi Laoris Achim Bahadayot. That means the Ran had asked this Kasha before, how could this go according to Beis Hillel, who holds Miklash Kolosh, there's no Din Nisroikna. There's no din disroikna by a kolosh tikaneder, and on that kasha the answer that teretz over here, since oris achin is kara derishin, there's no problem of nisroikna. The whole problem of nisroikna by a kolosh tikaneder is if you menatik mershusa oris lushusa av, but over here oris achin is kara derishin, there's no problem. Even though it's a kolosh tikaneder, that was how the Ran had said pshat in the first mahalach. The second mahalach doesn't make these chilukim, and the second mahalach is the way the Ran had asked l'chatchila. According to Beis Hillel, there cannot be a din nisroikno if the ov was meifa, since the neder is a dying kolosh. So memeile, there's no din nisroikno. So according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, there won't be a din hafora on this neder. It's a kolosh tikka neder. There's no din nisroikna. So fartik. So that what it says that ovio bailo mefira nedoreo is according to Beis Shammai, because they hold megas guy. So it's not a kolosh tikka neder. So there's a din of nisroikna, and therefore ovio uvaorasachin mebiin mefira nedoreo. That's the first halacha. Ubeseifa nami amrine. In the seifa we say, the choizer ha'ov umeifa chelkei shel bal. That the seifa is speaking about that hefer ha'bal umeis achalei shoma ha'ov. So we say there the din is choizer ha'ov umeifa chelkei shel bal. And he's not meifer b'shutfes ores achrein, mishum desviralei, because Beis Shammai holds nedorim sheniru laores nisroikna reshus laov v'loy laores achrein. It means we have to add a few words in what the Gemara says, that Beis Shammai sovrei nedorim sheniru laores Nisroikna reshus la'ov v'loy la'ores achra. Mishum desvira lahu, the ores achrein kerishe, because Beis Shammai holds that the ores achrein is like the rishen. Ki heichi, the ores rishen, einei meifer ele nedorim sheloi niru Lishum Oris. Just like the Oris Rishon, when he's Mefer Bishutfis Ha'ot, he's Mefer Nedorim that were not Niru to Shum Oris, he's the Oris Rishon. Ochinami Oris Achrein, the Kiven Shen Niru La Oris Rishon, since it was Niru La Oris Rishon, Ki moiris lohu ores laov mezake lohain v'loi laores achre. That the only the ov is the koyach afore and not the ores achre. Now let us just stop a minute to explain this halacha. A very interesting halacha. That if it was niru laores rishain, so then the ores achrein cannot be mefer according to Beis Shammai. Because we're makish the ores achin to the ores rishin, just like the ores rishin is meifa b'shutves ha'ov, is mefer nedorim shaloi niru l'shum oris. So the oris achin is also not mefer a neder that was nira l'oris rish. Now what is the lomdis of this halacha? What is pshat in this? So I saw in Sukkos David. The Sukkos David says as follows. We had learned on Daf Ayin Amid Beis, there's two dinim of Nisroikna. There's one din of Nisroikna, Loiniru Lo'oris. There's a din of Nisroikna. There's a second din of Nisroikna, Bainiru Lo'oris. And that, the second din of Nisroikna, the Gemara brings a special posse, Kemoyesi Le'ish, Makish, Koid Me'abaye, Shniel, Koid Me'abaye Rishoina. A new drosha. This goes on Niru Lo'oris. There's also the Niru Lo'oris Rishon is Adin Nisroikna. To the off. So he says as follows. If it was Loi Niru Lo'oris Rishon, the Oris Rishon never got a koyach in the nether. He never got a bailus in the nether. So then when the Oris Rishon dies, so that what the Ov is made for, he's like Kimikeder. The Oris was never Zoich in the Nether. Now the Oris is dead, so that's been a Rebbe Sevilla. So he has a daughter Anara, there's no Oris around. So Mamele, so he's Mefa, like an Ov is always Mefa. Makish Koid Me Abayish Nila Koid Me Abayish. Well, that's talking about Niru Lo'oris. This is the Rebbe Sevilla. If it was Niru Lo'oris, Rishain, and then the Oris died. So then we don't say the Sfora, it's Kimikedem. It's not Kimikedem. This Neder, the Oris was Zoich in the Neder. This Neder, he has Bailus in the Neder. So when the Oris dies, it's not Kimikedem. What happened with his Bailus? No, Pshat is, the Ov takes over his Bailus. That's the Din Nisroikna. So that means the Ov is Mefer als Tukoiches. Is Mefer als Koyach Ha'ov, that's his half of the nether, and the Chelek Ha'oris as Nilos, he takes over the Koyach Ha'oris. So the Aphoris Ha'ov is really Aphoris Mishutefes. You have here in this Aphoris Ha'ov and Aphoris Ha'oris. Either Oris died, so the Ov is Bemokim Ha'oris. So Memele, look, the Sukkos David Azera Geshmakevot. So Memele, so Beshamai held, when the Ov is Meif, as soon as the Oris Rishon died, and it was Niru Lo'oris Rishon, and there was a din Nisroikna to the Ov, so now there's a din Hafore Mishetefes. That means when the Ov is Meif, there's a Hafore of the Ov, and the Oris Rishon. Now the Oris Rishon is not around to be Mefer, so the Ov is Mefer, the Chelik of the Oris Rishon. If you have a Hafore Mishutefes with the Hafore Sa'ov, so the Oris Sheni, how does he come in? We have here a Hafore Sa'oris through the Nisroikna of the Oris Rishon to the Ov. If it was Loi Niru La'oris Rishon, so my male Doris Rishon was never Zoich in the Nether. So then Pshat is that what? So then Pshat is when Doris Rishon died. So it's like the father was in the beginning. So he has a daughter with a Koyach Hafore. So then when she gets married the second time, so just like Doris Rishon gets half of the Koyach Hafore from the Ov, so Doris Rishon will also get half of the Koyach Hafore from the Yov. That is then the Oris gets a Koyach Hafore in from the Yov. But over here, if it was Niru La'oris Rishon, so Memele, it's not Pshat, the father is Kimikedem. He's not Kimikedem. The Oris Rishon was already Zoich in the Nether. No, Pshat is that the father, when he's Mefer his Chelik, and the Loch of Nisroikna is telling me that he's Mefer the Chelik of the Oris. So we have here our Forum Mishetafes of our Oris. So now there's no place for the Oris Sheni to come in. I have here the Afor of the Oris Rishon. That is Pshat, a beautiful Pshat in Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, Makish, we're Makish, Oris Sheni, Loris Rishon, just like the Oris Rishon only gets a Koya if it wasn't nearer to any Oris. So then he's getting a Koya from the Father. So Noris Sheni can also only get a Koya if it wasn't nearer Loris Rishon. Was near Lolis Rishon Doris Sheni. So that is Pshat in the Gemara. Beis Shammai Sovrim Nedorim Nami Shenir Laoris Nisroit Nal Rishus Laav V'loy Laoris Sheni. And that is Pshat in Beis Shammai. And now we see Klal Beis Shammai holds not like Shmuel. We started off the sugya that Shmuel was Machadish that the Zedin and Oris Sheni is Meifer the Nedorim Shenir Laoris Rishon. So Beis Shammai holds not like that. Beis Shammai holds Nedorim Shenir Laoris Rishon. So only the Ov is Meifer. The Oris is not Meifer. That is Shitas Beis Shammai. The Kimin Shenir Laoris Rishon Kimelish Laoris Laov Mezakeloi V'loi Laoris Ach. Now, let us speak Oisav, and you can understand the Ran further. So the Baraisin said two aloches, and Rav Nosson said these two aloches are only alib in the Beis Shammai. The first aloche is that Hofir Ha'ov, or Meis Ha'ov, so the Ov and the Oris Achen Ha'meifa, so that's only according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds Megas Gaia, so there's a Dinis Reikna. That's why, so the first halacha is only according to Beis Shammai. The second halacha, Hofer HaBal, who makes HaBal, that the Ov is Meif alone, that's also according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds Niru La'oris Rishon, so the Oris Sheni does not get a Koyach in this Neder, it's Nisroikin Lushus HaAvolo. So Memele, so now we'll understand. Let's look in the Lashon HaGemara. Beis Shammai Sovrim Nedorim Nami Sheniru Loris Nisroikin Lushus Lo'ov V'loi Loris Sheni. This is a reason for the second Baraisa. Umegis Gaius, this is a reason for the first Baraisa. That's how it comes out. That means both Dinim and the Baraisa are only Alibid the Beis Shammai, and now the Gemara is explaining the time of the last Baraisa first, because Nedorim Sheniru Laoris Nisroikna Lushus Laov V'loi Laoris Sheini, that's the reason for the second Baraisa, and Megis Gai is that both can be Mefer as a reason for the first Baraisa, because there's, so that's what Taran says right now. V'chi yomrine, but that what the Gemara says, Beis Shammai Sovri, v'nedorim sheniru la'oris nisroik l'shus lov, yoiv taime, and the second Bereis, l'may domi Beis Shammai b'seifer, d'choy zov v'meifer chelke shel bal, k'loy medov l'chudei sagi, b'lo yoris, mehay taime, because it nisroik no, it was niru la'oris rishon, it nisroik no la'ov, v'lo la'oris sheni. V'chi amrinin su umegis gayis. That what the Gemara says later, umegis gayis. Yoiv taima lamaid amrinin bereishim. Dovio ubaylo ha'achrein mefirin nidoreo. This is a reason for the first bereise, for the first bove. The mishum de megis gayis who dama de mozi tavaylo hofer. The Miklish Kolish, if it would be Miklish Kolish, given Miklish Lane Neda, the Choshev Miski Bey Oris Achim Badayov, Heinein Divrei Bey Shammai Vitaimon. So the Baraisa with the both Alochis, and these are the reason of these two Alochis. Abo Beis Hillel Loimrim, Ein Yochel Lohofer. Atalti Bovi Pligi, Beis Hillel is Choylik on both Bovis. What is the taich ben yochel lohofer kisvorayu de beishamai? It cannot be mefer the way beishamai says you could be mefer. Kisvorayu de beishamai u de omri beisilu bein bereishe bein beseife. That means whatever beishamai say, I wish to disagree. The afor of beishamai is not correct. Miu ha kedi ise vaha kedi ise. The bereisha libeisilu afilo ovadi balen yechel ofer klal in the reisha, since they hold miklish kolish, and so memele, so the ovadi bal there beishamai says the ovadi bal are meifa and yechel ofer klal mishum dechi ofer of. Since when the ov was made for lav megis gaius ala miklish kolish, for kiven the iklish lechoshiv lemiski be oris pahadayov, so it's not choshiv for the oris to lemiski be oris pahadayov because a kolish to keneder doesn't become this reik. Vahainu tamayu b'may de pligi areishu. So that what the Gemara says v'loy megis gaius. That's the reason why the chaylik on the first bovet. Obeseifa nami pligia de beishamai. They're also chaylik on beishamai. Beishamai said in the seifa that nidorim sheniru laoris rishin anis roiken laov v'loi laoris sheni. No, they hold nidorim sheniru laoris rishin is nisroiken to both is a forum doris sheni. B'seifa nami pligia de beishamai, dein ov levada yochel lohofer. The ov, that means, and yochel lohofer, the way beishamai said that ov alone is meifa. Kidikamrit. Afilu benedorim sheniru lohoris rishin, zochi buhu oris achen. Los achen is also zoich. That means, they don't hold of the lomdis of Beishamai. You don't hold of the lomdis of Beishamai. So I saw in Mishnah's Rab Aaron, he says, if we said the svar, we said before the svara of Beishamai is, the svara of Beishamai is that since it was Niru Loris Rishon, so the din Nisroikna is, that the Ov is mefer half of the nether als Ov, and half of the nether als Oris. Of course, it was since the Oris was zeich in the nether, so the Ov takes over the nether of the Oris. So memele, so we have here already a hafore meha Ov v'ha Oris in the hafore sa'av. So memele, so there's no mokim for the Oris sheni. So Rabbi Aaron wants to say that Beis Hillel holds that the Oris Sheni is Oymed B'mokim Oris Rishon. That means as follows. That's true 100%. Kolzman, there's no Oris Sheni in the Oris Mefer, so the Oris. The of this hafora mishutefes, you're oimid b'mokim orisheni, but the minute there is an orisheni, so then the orisheni is oimid b'mokim orisheni. He takes over the chelik hafora of the oris. So that's why Beis Hillel holds. That's why Beis Hillel holds that avia va'on b'ayla mefirin ederer in the second case. Yeah. So now that's what the Gemara gives a reason. The Dom Shneir Olas Rishon Zochi Boras Achim. Chemrine Beisilu Sovi Yaviya Bayla Achim Efir Nedoreo. Yavin and Taimel Amay De Pligi Asefer. V'chiyomri V'lav Megas Gais. Yavin and Taimel Amay De Pligi Bereish. Ami Sefer Mai Satanya Meochim Yide Beisilu Lishmuel. Berchut, zeu pirushom zal.
And that what the Gemara saying, Tanya Kebosei Dishmu, that's Tavke from Beis Hillel. Because that's good, is the Machloikis Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if Nedorim Sheniru L'Oris Rishon, if the Oris Achin has a Koyach HaFore. Beis Shammai says he doesn't have a Koyach HaFore. Here the Ov is Mefer B'mokim Oris Rishon. And Beis Hillel holds that the Oris Sheni is Mefer B'mokim Doris Rishon. After the din is right. Lahai pirusha loy osali shape lishne dimenidorim nami sheniru laores nisreitner lishus laov. Now, nisreitner lishus laov means not to the ores, not to the ores sheni. So what's shat nidorim nami sheniru laores? Only nidorim sheniru laores is not, the orisheni can be mefer. Nidorim shloi niru laores, the orisheni is mefer. So what's the nami? What is the nami? That problem the Ran has. Lai perushe lai osali shaper lishne. The benidorim nami. What's a nedorim nami? Fakir, davke by these nedorim sheniru laores rishon, Beis Shammai holds that the orish, it's nisroikna laov, v'loi laores achen. What's a nami? Ve'ef shetahochi kama. A nedorim shenasu birshus oris rishon. Nedorim that were made birshus oris rishon. V'niru loi nami was made in his rishus. Beniru loinami shekol kach zocha ben oris rishon ad sheniru loy. Not only was it made in his rishus, but it was niru loy also. So these are called his nedorim. Chiyagavne loavu moy rishoysam v'loy loores. Ein lishne de bedorim nami v'adayin tzorech liyim. So b'kitzer, that's how the Ran wants to be miyashiv. The Shittus HaToisus, the Nami. Let us see the Gemara further. Iboyilu. Now the Gemara calls a new Shaila. Geirishin kishtike damye oika hakome damye. Lamayin afke mino, kagoyin shen nodro, vishomo bailo vigirsho, vahadro biyoime. He gave his wife a gift. And he remarried her the same day. If you say Gerishin is like a shtiket, what's he made for us? Now he could be made for. But it's a kom, he can't be made for anymore. Let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Iboilu. Gerishin kishtiket damien oika komedami. Mishum. The key, so why is Gerishin considered a Hakoma? Where do you have an Hakoma over here? Mishum the Kivin the Yoda Oris, the Labosa Gerishin, Leimotzi Mefa. He knows after the Gerishin, he has no more Koyach to be made for the Nether. V'loi Hefer Koydim Gerishin, so why won't you make for Koydim Gerishin? You know this is your last chance to be made for. Commander Ukmel and Nidradomi. So I know this is my last chance to be made for the Nether, and I don't take the opportunity to be made for it before the Gerishin, so it's a right, I'm sufriden with the Nether. Ki yecha demrin in the Mechiloi hafer b'yoyim shmua, Commander Ukmel domi. There we also say the same svarim. That since he knows that the last, he only has one day to be made for the Nether, so if he doesn't take the opportunity, so that's considered a hakome. That's considered a hakome. So here also it's considered a hakome. You didn't take the opportunity. Is a raya yonicha with the net. That's the tzad that Gerishin is kakome. A very shmaki tzad. But the Ran doesn't speak out what's the tzad that Gerishin is not kakome. Why isn't it a hakome? So l'chair, I thought Anaisa Sukkos Dover says this. That you could say pshat is not pshat is he wasn't mefer because he's nicher with the nether. He wasn't mefer because she's not going to be his wife anymore. Not, it was geit amonshein. The nether bothers him tremendously,
And that could be, that's the reason why he's giving her a get for all practical purposes. Why wasn't he made for the nether? Because if she's not his wife anymore, if it's gay to mom. Not that he's suffering with the nether, that he's making the nether. A woman that's going to be, yaim shalom, she's remaining your wife. And you have now, now you have an opportunity to be made for. Why weren't you made for? It's like, you need to with the nether. That's a comment. So not being made for being shama is a hakomen. But not being mefer before he gives the get is no raya that he's sufrin with the nether. He's not sufrin with the nether, he's not mefer because the get him nishton. He's giving her a get, she won't be his wife anymore. So that's why. That is l'chayra, these are the two tzodim of the Gemara. Kigoyin de nodro, so the Gemara says, what'll be a nafkemina? Kigoyin de nodro, v'shoma baylo, Vigirsha. Zukteran, hai baile de komri oros tafke. We're speaking about that he's an oros. The even the sue, if he was, it was on the sue, afilatim salaima de gerishin kishtike damye, heichi motzi meifalo bishechosre venises, how could he be meifer again? Afilu yisei shtike, Geirish and Kishtika Domi, so how could, if you say Geirish and Kishtika can be Mefer again, ain't a Baal Mefer Bekoidmin. A Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmin. How could he be Mefer? The nether was made by a previous Ishus, even though he's the same husband. The nether was made by a previous Ishus. So Memela, that Ishus is ended. So if he wasn't making the nether now, but now he can't be made for the nether. Ain't a Baal Mefer Bekoidmin. Ve'ida hadre beirisen bolchut, if he was mahadar beirisen, given the oris, and the first issues was nesuin, and the second issues was eirisen, given the oris and the mefer el b'shutus v'achalek of, the given shenisa shubain levir shuzba, afilatim salayim kishtikadam ilamotzi mefer. So Mamela, if there was Nisuin in one of these two cases, there was Nisuin, either the second Ishus was Nisuin, or the first Ishus was Nisuin, then Afilu Geirish and Kishtike also can be Mefer with the second Ishus. Either in Aba Mefer Bekoidmin, or an Oris can only be Mefer Beshutvis. Elevadai Ba'arusa Askinen. We're speaking about an Arusa. So he has a Shutvis. He has the father. So now, if I assume that, that a gerishin is kishtika domi, so the nether was making the nether, chosrov and isar saboy bayoim, so my mele now, he can be made for the nether, bishut for sa'av. It was no akom, it was only shtika. Vahadrei b'yoyme, lohochi noket b'yoyme, dihadri lemocha, pshitad leimotzi meifa. Yizicha can't be meifa, kivin sha'ova yoyme shel shmiya, because it's ova yoyme shmiya. Vahachal gavde b'seif yoyme, lesa b'shusei debal. So here we have a very mechudish tikeran. This is lochere similar to the ran we had before, that shol ala hekim, he can only be mefer the same day if he was shoyel. If you shoyel a mochi, you lost the yom shomai. Even though the soif chelik of the day, he did not have a koyach afore. But yom shomai is totally in the beginning of the day. If on this nether he had a yom shomai, so even though by the end of the day he was unable to be mefer the nether because he was making the nether, or in this case because she's not his wife, Afal Pikein, he will lose the Yom Shomoi by the end of this day, even though by the end of the day he's allowed Barafor on this net. He still loses the Yom Shomoi. That what it says, that he remarried her. Lav Davke, the din is not Davke, he remarried her. Hu adin acha, elamulsa de shricha nokav. Would be the same halach if someone else was ma'arisa, if there was no hakomet. So now the second oris could be mefer bishut for sa'ov b'koidmin. I mean, he's mefer b'koidmin because he has shut for sa'ov. No, ulche de milse. La milse de shchicha noka. Why is it milse de shchicha that the same husband remarries her the same day, because Mistame, if she was geget, you don't find too many kaifts in Oleha to marry her. It takes some time till the people who decide to marry a grusha, the same day they will marry her, they have to first find out what, when, and we. But the first husband, he knows whatever was wrong, and he can remarry her the same day. Al Kaponim, the Ran says over here that, there's no specific reason why it says, Vahadro v'yoyme, that he remarried her. It's all chedimils. The Cheshek Shloime brings down a Ritve. The Ritve says, no, Ahadra v'yoyme is me'iker adin. There's a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yossi. There's a din of Avchone. The din of Avchone is if Rochel was married to Reuven, and then Rochel gets a get from Reuven, so you have to wait 3 months before Rochel get married again, because we have to have Avchone. If she'll have a child in the 3 months, we don't know if it's Zari Shal Rishin, Zari Shal Sheni, so you have to wait 3 months. Now, this din is poshit, if she was a nesua, and she wants to make nesuin right away, so we're going to get into a problem. We will not know if it's B'nai Shal Rishin, B'nai Shal Sheni. So then there's a din avchone. What is, if she was an arusa, and now she wants to become a nesua? Or if she was a nesua, now she wants to become an arusa? So B'emison over here, there's no shaila of avchone. Because, whatever the case is, if she was an arusa, so it's zichet not bon of shal rishin. So zichet bon of shal sheni. If she was an nesua, now the second one wants to make eiris, and there's also no shaila of avchone. So zichet bon of shal rishin, not bon of shal sheni. So there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. What is the din? Let's say in this case, by an arusa. She was first an arusa, is there a din avchone? Rabbi Yossi holds there's no din avchone, because it's zichen atzari shol rishon, so memele, by an arusa there's no din avchone. Rabbi Meir holds that there is a din avchone. There were geyser arusa out in the sewer, so memele, by an arusa there's also avchone. That's a machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Zuk terit v'azay. Now, our Mishnah is speaking about Nisar Saboy Beyoim, Afilu Lameyo, Aviyo Bay Laachem Mefir Nidorel. So now, our Mishnah is speaking about she married 100 different people the same day. So what's with Havchone? What's Shat Na Mishnah? So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass on Rabbi Yossi, but our Mishnah in this Nakud is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So Memela, according to Rabbi Yossi, so by Erison, there's no din avchone. She can have, I feel like she can get married to 100 people the same day. There's no din avchone after Erison. This Bereise, Dr. Ritva, is going according to Rameya. We pass on it Rameya. So Memela, we can say that someone else married her, because someone else is not allowed to marry her. After din avchone, according to Rameya, after Erison, there's a din avchone also. But there's only one person that can marry her. Know who can remarry her? Her previous husband. Because there's no shaila of avchone. So Meir, so that's the chiddush of the Beraisa. The chiddush of the Beraisa is telling us, ahadro boy bayoim, is coming to tell us that only the husband can remarry her, and even Rameya was Goyza Eiris and Otto Nesuim, but that's Davke by a different person. But by a husband, so then the husband is permitted to remarry her the same day. That's what the Ritva says. Bekitza, we have here a Shaila, if Geirishin is Kakome, if Geirishin is Kishtike. Toshma, Zuk the Gemara. Now we want to be poisha to shayla. Ein misai omru. We heard this baraisa before. Meis habal nisroikna lishus laov. Bizman shaloisho mahabal. Now it's going to tell us three cases of nisroikna. Case number one. Meis habal nisroisho mahabal. So there was no hakoma mitzad the baal. Oishoma v'hofer, or he was meifer, also no akom. Oishoma v'shosak, or meis b'ibayoy, also no akom. So all in these three cases, there was no akom, so that's the din of meis abar nisroit nereshus lo. V'amrit geirishin kishtike domi, if you'll say that geirishin is like shtike, so we are looking for cases to tell us when we say nisroit no, listening nami oishoma v'girish. So there's a fourth case. There's four cases of nisroikna. Why did the Braith say only three cases? Loishoma, shoma v'hofer, shoma omeis, shoma v'girish. If you say the kereshin is kishtikadomi. Is araya the kereshin is kakomedomi. So that's why there's only three cases that of nisroikna, loy shoma, shoma v'hofer, shoma umeks. Shema mino geirishin kakom edomi. Zuk the Gemara eime seife. Oh, very, mer de kedik. Let us see the seife. Avol im shoma v'kayim. Oy shoma v'shosik. What is im shoma v'kayim, oy shoma v'shosak? Umeis b'yoyim shalachov. Now we're saying cases where we don't say nisroikna. Shoma v'kayim. V'shoma v'shosak umeis b'yoyim shalachov. Ein yochel lohofer. V'amet gerishin kakom edomi. If you say gerishin is kakom, so you have a third case that is not in nisroikna. Listeni, let it say, listeni nami, oishoma Oishoma v'girish. A third case that he is not in this roikna. Elami the loiktoni hochi. Shmami no gerish in kishtike domi. So if I'm medayik from the reisha, why he didn't mention gerish, and I have a reis gerish in kakome domi. If I have a kash on the sefer, why didn't he mention gerish, and so I have a zeis kishpat gerish in kishtike domi. Elamaho leka lemishma mine. Ireisha davke nosiv, seif nosiv seif mishum reisha. I seif davke nosiv reisha mishum seif. Let us see the Rav. Toshma, emesai omru meis habal nisroikna reshus loov, perashti lamailo. Ema seif. Adidaikis mi reisha, de geirishin ka komedomi, Daik mi seife de chishtike domi. Ireishe davke. Doktora, if you say the reishe davke, and only these three cases is a din of nisroikna, le motzi le misne geirishim, mishum dacha kome domi. Nosev seife mishum reishe. So now, the le boi le misne beseifte gavne chadete, ele lafuchine le gavne de reishe. That means, if you'll say that Gerishin is Kakome, and that is why it doesn't say Gerishin in the Reish. So let it say Gerishin in the Seifa, so we have three cases of Akome. So he says, no, he doesn't want to change the cases of the Seifa from the Reish. And since the Reish did not mention Gerishin, so the Seifa also doesn't want to mention Gerishin. Mishum That's we should the leboy le mister be safe and gavne chadet el la fuchinu le gavne dereish. That means he just wants to say it says hofer, so it says in the sefer heikim. So that's the opposite of dereish. But to speak about a new case in the sefer, which was not at all mentioned in dereish, didn't want to speak about a new case. So if you'll say that. So it could very well be Gerishin Iska Akome.
The Reisha is Dafke, that's why he didn't mention Gerushin, but he didn't mention in the Sefer because he doesn't want to mention a new case in the Sefer, which was not mentioned in the Reisha. He Sefer Dafke, if we'll say the Deek of the Sefer is the Emesadik, that means the Sefer is speaking about two cases of a comet, Shama Vehekim, or Shama Vishosak or Meislamocho. So these are two cases of a comet. We asked Akasha, why doesn't he mention Gerushin? His Oiskish part, that Gerushin, is Shtike. His Oiskish part, Gerushin is Shtike. So now, so the Kasha is of Gerushin is Shtike. So why doesn't it say, im Sefer Dafke, so the Deek of the Sefer is the Emeser Deek, the Gerushin is Kishtik, im Sefer Dafke, Loimotzi Toni be Sefer Gerushin Mishum de Kishtik Dami, Nosev Reishe Mishum Sefer. So he didn't mention Gerushin in the Reishe Mishum Sefer. Loiboy Misne be Reishe Le Gavni de Motzi Lafuchilu be Sefer. He wants to mention in the Reisha only cases which he could say the opposite of this case in the Sefer. In the Reisha he said, Shoma Vohofer. So in the Sefer he said, Shoma Vehekim. In the Reisha it says, Shoma Umeis Boi Bayoin. So the Sefer says, Shoma Umeis Lamoch. But in the Reisha, if he's going to say, Shoma Vegirish, what is the Hepach in the Sefer? That has a din of a koma. Gerushin is ishtike. Let us see Rabbi Kevege and Gilyan Ashas. Look, Rabbi Kevege, Tamuali. Hoinami misni bereshe shoma vishosak vigirsha boi bayoim. If we would say in bereshe shoma vishosak vigirsha boi bayoim, ava motzi lafuchi beseifa shoma vishosak vigirsha lamocha. He doesn't understand what the Ran is saying. What is the hepech of Shoma Vishosak Boy Beyoim? Shoma Vishosak Kumeis Lamocha. So that's the hepech of Shoma Vishosak Kumeis Boy Beyoim. So the same thing. The Reisha should say Shoma Vigirish Boy Bayoim, and the safe will be Shoma Vegirish Lamocha. So Memelis, even though Gerish and Ishtike, but the safe will be possible because it's not, it can be made because it's not Yoim Shoma. That's Rabbi Kevege's Kash. The Rishash wants to say a Teretz on Rabbi Kevege's Kash. The Rishash wants to say as follows. If the Sefer will come and tell us, Shoma Vegirish Lamocha, so what is the Sefer telling us? If it says Shoma Umeis Lamocha, so I know already the din of Yom Shoma. Shoma Vegirish Lamocha is not telling us a new case. The Baraisa can't tell us Shoma Vegirish Lamocha, Shoma Umeis Lamocha, because the from Shoma Umeis Lamocha and Shoma Vegirish Lamocha, it's Mamish the same thing. The pass by the Yom Shoma. So that's why the Sefer can't tell us such a bover. Rabbi Kvege says, let us say Shoma Vegirish Lamocha. He can't tell us, if he said Shoma Meis Lamocha, so what Shoma Vegirish Lamocha? It's the exact same thing. That there was no Yom Shoma. So since he can't tell us this case in the Sefer, because the Tzvam is repeating, since he can't tell us the case in the Sefer, Shoma Vegirish Lamocha, because this is Mamish repeating Shoma Umeis Lamocho, so that's why he doesn't tell us the Reisha Shoma Vegirish Hayom, even though the Reisha would be a Chiddush to tell us the Gerish and Kishtik. So Al Kaponim, I cannot be Poishet or Shaila from that Bereis. Zot the Gemara weiter. So let's go to our Mishneh. Nodro Vihi Arusa. Venizgarsha, Venizar so boy bayoim. Afil lemeo, avio bay laachem, efirne doreo. Shma mino, geirish and kishtike domi. So we see from this, geirish and kishtike.
If Gerishin is like Hakome, Mimotzi Mefer Ores Achen Nidre Do'ukim Ores Rishin. So you see from our Mishnah Klor, the Gerishin Kishtike. And for the Gemore, Hoche B'mayeskinen B'sheloi Shoma Ores Rishin. Now I have news for you. You know why Gerishin is not Hakome? Because the Mishnah is speaking about that Ores Pachlal didn't hear about the Neder. So the others didn't hear about the nether, so there's no akome. Frag the Gemore, Ihochi, if it's speaking about the others and I hear about the nether, my irie boy bayoim. So why does it say that the this also boy bayoim, if the others didn't hear of the nether, so he can be, the Erison can be the next day also. Why need boy bayoim? So the Gemara says, "Kshloi shama ores v'shama ho'ov." The Mishnah is speaking about that the ov did hear of the nether. So you need boy v'yoyim mishum the ov. If the ov will not be, you need boy v'yoyim because of the ov. Because if they get married the next day, so you have already a comma of the yod. Let us see the Toshma, Nodr v'Yarus, Shma mino Gerish and Kishtike Domi. The Kivin, Diktoni Boy Bayoim, Al Kochach B'di'i Kishmi Askin. If you need Boy Bayoim, so Tzich is speaking about that one of the shoot from her. Because Alke Daitoch, the Shmiya the Orisi, that the Oris heard of it. Lohitoni Boy Bayoim, Lashminen the Gerish and Kishtike Dami. So speaking about that the Oris heard, and he's telling us the Chiddush, even though the Oris heard, and he gave her a get, is Gerish and Kishtike Dami. The Shmiya the Ovu, my Revusi Kiktoni Boy Bayoim, if it's speaking about that the Ov heard, and everything has to be Boy Bayoim to prevent the loss of the Yom Shmiya of the Ov. So why is it necessary? What is the Mishnah telling us? If he had Shmiya's Oris, it's coming to tell us Gerish and Kishtike. The Chinim b'shaloi Shama Oris, v'shama Ov, u'mishum Shmiya the Ov, u'diktoni by b'yoyim. Aye, what is he telling us? V'lavla Shmin in Rebus, he's not telling us a Chiddush. Aladin na'ochiyu. Girsho, Behirziro boy bayoim, in Yochel Hofer, so here it says, Klo, you can't be Mefer. So we see Klo, that what a Gerishin kakomedomi. Omri, Hoche ben Nesua skinen. Here we're speaking about a Nesua. By the time it in Yochel Hofer, Vishum dena bar Mefer bekoidmin. Now let us see the Not Rabbi Bayoim, Girsh Berzira Ein Yochel Lohofer. Pesal Kedaita, the Barus Askine, Oketoni Ein Yochel Lohofer. Al Megerishin Kakome Domin, Behilkach Al Kochach, Masnisen diktoni boy bayem, bishloi shamoros rishim shamovas kine. Is shamoros kibin shagirsa fil nisarsa boy bayem le motzi meifa. Yeah, al kaponim we have over here that notra boy bayem gish was here in Yochalov. Zakte gemara omri hoche benesu askine. Loyla meimaloch, the geirishin kishtikedom. Why after the Gerishin can't he be Mefer? We're speaking about a nesua. Oy betchile, oy besoif. That means it's talking about girsha ve'chzira. So one of these two ishesin was nesuin. Either the first was nesuin, or the second was nesuin. Oy betchil oy besoif. Umishumhochi lemotzi meifa. And that is why you can't be meifa. Why can you be meifa? Dein abal meifa bekoidme. Because abal is not meifa bekoidme. Hilkach. I aruse betchil. If she was an arusa first. The first issue, she was an arusa. And then he gave her a get. Fine. He gave her a get, so we say geirish and kishtika dom. Unesue besoifi loimotzi meifa. He can't be meifa. Deinabal meifa bekoidme. Because now this is a new nesuin, and he doesn't have he doesn't have shut for sa'av. Then a bar meifa bekoid. So in this case, this is the first case that Taran explained. She was an arusa betchile, and he gave her a get. And get this kishtikiv. Then later she became a nesuit, so he can't be meif anymore because he's not bar meif bekoid. So the Rishash is Moira, and what would be the din if he wouldn't have given her a get? She was an arusa, and then they made nesuin. What would the din be over there? So, L'chaire, we should say, Nazoi steht in Shulchan Aruch, that he also can be meifa, because she was an arusa before, there was shutfisa of. Now, she became a nesue, so now there's no more shutfisa of. So how does he have a kerf to be meifa this neder? Because mommy was an orus, he had a shutif. So the neder he had a shutif, but now that she's in a sue, there should also be a chasor, and they shouldn't be able to be meifa. So we say we have a kasha. So why did the baraisa say girsha? If the case is speaking about that the neder was made that she was an arusa, then late we're making an akimtet. Speaking about the first issues was Eirusin, the second issues is Nesuin. So why do you have to speak about Girsha? Say a bigger Chiddush. I feel in the same issues alone. He also can be Mefer, because Alts Nossi, the previous Neder, he didn't have a kayak to be Mefer alone. He only had a kayak to be Mefer Beshutfis, and now, the nether was made by Pshas Harrison. So here's the din Kaidman. It's not by Sishon Adoro. This is the Rishash's Kasha. And Taran, because Taran says it's speaking about that she first was in Arus and then in the Suet. That's one of the Mahalchen. So Shash wants to be Medaik from Taran, that Taran will hold that he could be Meifa, which is Amir de Kiridish. And the same issues, he could be meifa. Since before she was an arusa, now she became a nesua, he could be meifa than the dorm she made before. Which is a big chiddush. Al koponim, let's go further. And about meifa bekoidme, ve'i nesua betchile. If she was a nesua betchile, va'arusa besoy. Onami leimotzi meifa.
And why can you be made for that? The kivin. Sheni says, pokalei ov. So, by the first issues, he lost the ov.
And the Noris can only be made for Bishutfis.
So Bemison over here, there's a different chasorim. He says, on the second marriage, he can't be made for because he doesn't have a shutfis, he's a Noris. The Noket Leila time within a bar mefer bekoidmen. So why does he say the tam den abal meifa bekoidmen? Say because en oris meifa beshutfis. The hainu time, what is the tam den abal meifa bekoidmen? Vishum the hainu time, mach mishishtal at layoff. Because, why is he meifa bekoidmen? Because he lost his shutf dog. Di lavochi balgore me oris bitmiye. So you see al kaponim that an oris needs an off. And that's why a bal can be made for bekoidmen because he lost the off that the oris had. The Sukkot David brings down the Shalmin and Dorim. The Ran had a kash over here. In this case, where the first Ishus was Nesuin, the second Ishus was Eirusin. So it says, why can't it be Mefer? Because he can't be Mefer Bekoidmen. So Lechayre, this is only a reason he can't be Mefer the previous Nedor. But if she'll make a Nedor now, it would seem she could be Mefer. If it's speaking about before she was a Nesuah, and now she's in Arusa, he can't even be mefer in the dorm she made now because he doesn't have a shutter. This was the Ran's kasha. This is what the Ran bothered. Why, in this case, why are you saying in a bal mefer bekoidmen, he can't be mefer filled in the dorm she made now because now she's in Arusa? So that's why the Ran had to be matrik in this loshen in a bal mefer bekoidmen. From that kufa, we see that the oris can only be made for bishutfis. Linyan aloha, kosava rambanzal, kiven de ba'ayin leivshite, noktina lechumre, de gerishin ka'komedom, heiche de nodro, rishoma bailo begir, shabatra b'yoymi lemotse meifalo. That's the shittis ramban. Aber Rashbe zal kos of neid de bayim la yifshite mahanech masniyaisi de maisi alo yifshite alo mi meimre de shmu da omar leo menonim il dos achro in meifon de dorim shen niru la rishin da alme kabo kiblo me rabbi shmu le kabo me rabbi de chitnan be masnisin boi bayoim mishum shmi yisor es noket leim loim mishum shmi yisor. So we have enough in the Mishnah then. The Mishnah is telling us that Oris Achen is Mefer was Nira L'Rishin. So speaking about there was Shmias Oris. No, if there was Shmias Oris, so he was Nisgarsha. See, Siklo Gerish and Kishtike. So Memele, Dalma kibla me rabbi, de chitnam basnissan boi ba yoim, mishum shmi yasor is noket lay. Blay mishum shmi yasor, ve kibin de shmul amma hochi. So we see that shmul holds klo, gerish, and kishtike, le shevkine mai de pshita le shmul, mishmul mai de mestavke le bigmor. So that's how the Rashba paskin, the gerish and kishtike do. Bechitaim im kem ay taim ule pashtin im bayim im emre de shmul. So lecher is a modna meisa. The Rashba was patient from Shmuel. Why wasn't the Gemara patient from Shmuel? He kolameim de masnisin loy me masnisa boy le mifshet. Wanted to be patient from a Mishnah or a Baraisa. For loy me memre damaroy. The chvos yod de bon ilo el bepeikein ben amudam. Hani kanim shluche di doni noy shluche de shemayim le yifshet e hosom. Avo gav dam le le mifshet me memre da rabhune dom vekame de gdushin de shluche de shemayave. So why didn't the Gemara bring down Rav Huna's memory? Mishum the Masnisa, Masnisa, have a boy, the Mifshta, the memory, the Mairoi. Or Nami, the Chevos, so that's why they were not poisoned from Shmuel.
But the Rashba holds we can be patient from Shmuel.